This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
I just can't help but laugh because I don't know how we've made it through this much of the show.
I don't either because I'm drunk. For my birthday.
Yay! Congratulations. Doug Wilkie has finally had a day of drunkenness in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
There's more champagne. There's cupcakes with sprinkles.
Cupcakes.
I didn't know there were sprinkles, Marnie. Thank
sprinkles.
You. Sprinkles. We'll get to it. By the way, so far we've talked about a lot of different things. You can listen to those back on repeat, on demand, whatever you want to do. But coming up in just seconds is going to be an exciting segment where somebody who never talks on this show is going to take over the airwaves and is going to regale you with stories of entertainment and death of a series.
Who never talks on this show.
Quiet as a mouse.
And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Al Perkins.
All right, we'll start with one of the most exciting things.
The Val is silent.
Yes. Remember when Val was quiet?
Can I just drink out of the bottle? Is that
yes.
Okay?
All right, yes. Thank
you, thank you. Don't
Let
you
nothing
always?
Stop you. So one of the worst movie versions of a musical is getting remade. Now, we're not, like,
oh.
Guys and Dolls is getting a remake.
I know where this is going.
With Frank Sinatra can sing, and What's-Her-Face can sing, but Marlon Brando can't sing, and they got rid of one of the most beautiful odes to New York ever written. So this thing has to be remade. Unfortunately, my boy is dead. You know, the two I always tell you to watch, Craig and... Craig and Neil. Either Craig or Neil is dead.
One of the two. It's like Millie or Vanilli. We're not
but
sure.
But hopefully somebody will take the show, put it on stage, give you... And it's all done. And his name is Runyard, I think, is the artist.
Mm-hmm.
That Guys and Dolls is all in the style of this artist. It's very colorful. It's very over the top.
Are you talking about Guys and Dolls in this?
Guys and Dolls. Oh, the actual show was produced... In the actual style of, I cannot remember the artist's name, I think it's Runyard, with big popping colors, and the gangsters are larger than life, and everything is bigger than it should be, and it's all neon. Guys and Dolls should all be in neon to take it back to yours, and you should have this beautiful score fully intact. My parents saw it on their honeymoon, so Guys and Dolls of Pajama Game were the shows they saw on their honeymoon.
Right.
So it's always been one of my favorites, and so it's very exciting that somebody might remake it. And then don't fuck it up. You know what I mean? Don't hire people that can't sing, and don't cut songs to put in Listen by Beyonce.
Right, so exactly. That's, yeah, exact. That's good point.
That's what we're talking about. In a really strange twist of fate, and we didn't talk about this when it happened, and I really don't want to talk about it now.
But you're going to. Look at you.
We're just
going to
blow right past it. That Jesse Smollett, oh Smollett, how do you say his name?
I can't.
That now all charges have been dismissed, and he claims he's still telling the truth. But then...
But
the
Emmanuel... Him and the police chief are like, fuck this.
No. Yeah, that all of a sudden... So yeah. It's very confusing. It was confusing because people wanted us to talk about it when it happened, and there was just something about it that just didn't strike.
Right,
it didn't sound right that first day.
Right.
We talked about CCTV.
Yeah. It's not confusing
the fact that,
now.
And we were like, let's just wait.
No. Yeah, you gotta just wait.
He's guilty, and Mark Garagos, his attorney, got him a very good deal.
Mark.
But, hey... Getting off is what it's about. And then
he's a bigger, horrifying cunt than he was before.
Well, you take advantage of the system and get off. Everybody does it.
That's privilege, it's disgusting.
Hang on a second. They said today on the news that Garagos was a co-conspirator.
Oh.
Did not say that he was a defense attorney. He said he was an unnamed co-conspirator in the case. And I'm like,
wow.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
So now we're going almost coast to coast with this bullshit because Garagos is involved.
Mm-hmm. Who defends guilty people? That's
clearly,
his claim to
that's
fame.
Where, have you seen
and
the,
that's why
the,
this yeah. that's why this deal came to be.
But because he was a co-conspirator or because he was the lawyer?
Well,
they said co-conspirator.
Co-conspirator. Interesting.
Google that.
Okay.
Somebody look that
right,
up.
Again, I don't know enough about the story. It just, okay, somebody got away with something. Whatever. He didn't kill anybody. Life goes on.
But, however,
it's horrible.
I
hate him.
It's a shitty story, and I've never heard of him.
I don't watch Empire.
He's going to disappear from the news in about 25 minutes.
Right. However, it's interesting that he is a gay man, openly gay. And that was part of this whole issue, was the fact that he said that he was
the unindicted co-conspirator is about Avenatti, I think.
No.
He's charged with something else.
Totally.
Go ahead.
Totally. And Avenatti's fucked, too. Oh, that dumbass. No, but they were saying that... With Smollett, whatever the fuck his name is, that not only because he's marginalized, he's a minority I get that. And he's gay. I get that. He's a marginalized person in the society. But what they're saying
he's
is...
He's also a privileged person in society.
No, right. That's my point. Yeah. So, no, that's my point. In light of all that's going on politically with all of
Google
the investigations and everything...
Pick a struggle.
They're saying... Right. So they're like, okay, so you got out of this because you have money? So now they're like, okay, so now it's just adding insult to injury to this story. So now you're a black gay man who got out of a bunch of shit because somebody...
Yes.
Paid a fine or did something?
Someone got him a great deal.
Right. No, they
did. A grand jury indicted him.
I get that. I totally... No,
they looked at the evidence and indicted him.
Right, I get that. But I'm saying... They're adding... What they're saying is... Does just everybody who has any money in this fucking country get off?
Yes. That's the answer to that is yes.
Yes, that's what I'm pointing to.
Including Jussie fucking Smollett.
Yeah. And my thing is...
You should crawl into a hole and die.
They all get... Everybody gets away with it. One more got away with it.
No.
By the way, it's a good cupcake.
In theory, it's all horrible. But enough shitty people get away with shitty things. Like, in the case of Betsy DeVos cutting off money for the blind or this guy doing this, we got to put it in scale.
We have to prioritize this scale.
Why can't we get a break?
And the other thing is like the college admissions scandal.
Yeah.
Okay, you paid some of your money to get
Where's
your kid into
Lauren
college.
Laughlin?
Okay, this is not the worst crime in the entire world. Like everybody's got to like.
I agree.
She didn't, nobody killed anybody.
I agree.
People he
she
had
did
paid,
get, but she
hit
did
harder.
Get,
but
did take a slot away from someone who deserved it.
Did you see Dr. Dre's post?
Yes, that was hysterical.
And
if you don't understand irony,
pulled that down right quick when it came up that he had donated like some however many million dollars.
$5 million to school. His kid got into school without any kind of like
$70 million.
Help.
But he donated
$70 million.
Right, $70 million.
Like, no, I saw the story.
Yeah.
Believe me.
I was
because,
just cracking up. If you don't understand what irony is,
but, that's one of them.
But
I
want to clarify this because I think it is an important thing. The issues that we're facing. So we can. There's one metric to say, you know, did they kill somebody? No. Mm-hmm. But the level of hypocrisy that's going on with all of these stories is emblematic of another, I think, incredibly important social ill that's only getting worse.
Which is?
That entitlement and hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett and that, who I used to love, the mother in the...
Oh, Felicity Huffman.
I know. I was so...
How fucking gross
and scummy. But hers is only $15,000 to have on
Rockstar.
It's just
disgusting. And all their comments about, being a good mother. And, fuck that. Yeah. And so, the people who did kill somebody, that it's just in your face, that's what it is, and they killed somebody. And that, well, knowing something about people who kill people and how that all shakes out, sometimes that's actually really understandable. I just want to up the level of horror about what these people have done and getting free passes for. I just fucking hate it.
I mean,
with all apologies to Al Perkins, saying.
No.
What drives me insane is it's where we are as a country now, and that spells huge problem.
I don't think
people realize that it's connected to how America is going down the drain.
Jenny, thank you. My bad. Thank you very much. You are correct.
Yeah.
You are
co-conspirator in Avenatti.
Talking about so much today on the news. Yeah. I got confused.
I was
confused.
Trying to read through this. I'm like,
my thing isn't that any of this is new. Like, I'm not all of a sudden like the Catholic Church rapes little boys.
Right.
No.
So
like,
what you're saying is Jussie Smollett getting Mark Garagos, who is if you ever want anything done that bad happens to you, get Mark Garagos.
Right.
He's a deal maker for guilty people.
Right.
Right. Which, by the way, how ironic is that?
But
you're
claiming innocence, but
Mark Garagos is the defender of guilty people.
No. I sit corrected. Avenatti and Garagos are together, not Smollett.
Right.
I was wrong.
So my thing isn't that any of this is new. Like, if you think rich parents having been paying their kids into college from the Bush family on down, now we just have Felicity Huffman got caught. So are we going to think less of how did George
Santa
Bush,
just is white.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
How in the fuck did the coke addict drunk George Bush get
But it's an indicator of the extent of it. That's the thing that is I think it's like this.
Yeah,
and you
I guess
think,
I'm not surprised
you think
by
it's,
it.
It's only that story's going to break even bigger.
Of
That's coming
it is.
Next.
Everybody with money is paying for their kids. Okay. Not all people with money's kids are bright.
So, but that's an indicator of...
Are they?
Of okay. But
are they?
It is. It's a shitty society. Okay. I'm not arguing.
And then I'm going to move on. This is why it's a bigger story than... I don't want it brushed aside like, well, we all know about it. I'm not sure that we all know about it, but I would agree with you that it's... But it's an example of institutions in America breaking down, and that's how fascism rolls in. So you want to say, oh, it's not a big deal or whatever. Just... It's the end of American when the jackbooted thugs throw us all into prisons.
We have used the phrase jackbooted thugs on this show.
I've studied history, so just trust me on this one. This will be pieces of it, but we want to push it aside like it's not a thing.
This is the indicator of the end.
This is where we are. This is the ending. And it and mass incarceration.
Do you have a date
on
when it's going to end? Because I'm 50.
Well.
And I'd like to know if
sooner.
Can I get out before?
Sooner than
you so
think.
Things like mass incarceration, all the big issues that are really important, they're more. Like, you're right. People killing people, you're absolutely right
about
that.
But this is not new. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying if you just realize that rich people paid their kids' way into school today, I can't help you.
Yeah.
If you needed spotlight to tell you that priests were raping children in 2010,
yes, exactly.
I can't help you.
Another institution failing.
If a rich person gets out of being guilty of something, if that's what you realize today, I honestly have nothing to add to your
story. Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I'm like, it's been going on all along. Yeah. This time someone we like got away with it. Okay.
Yeah.
And
who was that?
I never paid any attention to
Felicity Huffman.
Any one of these people.
Like, I never liked Jussie Smollett. So.
But I've never heard of him.
I despise him.
He's cute, though. So give him
that. He's adorable.
Thank you, Anant. The rise of fascism. Keep your eye on it.
I never knew about the college thing because I don't care.
We're 20 years into the rise of fascism. It didn't happen
this week. Anant is exactly right. Thank you, Anant. Yeah. It is a capitalist society, and that is the problem.
The only reason it's that thing... Well, not.
Sorry, I just went off on
that. One of the reasons that it's a really big deal to me is because I'm an extension of Erin. And her brown and black students have difficulty getting into schools.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen if it's Regina King that does it for her kid?
Well, now we know
Jussie Smollett.
I don't care. No.
But here's my point.
I swear to God, I hear you.
O.J. Simpson. Everyone was shocked because he got away with it. But it was the first time a rich black person had the money to hire all the attorneys.
Exactly. That's a great point.
So it's just rich people have been doing this all along. Now you
that's
found
a really
out
good point.
Everybody's
so
rich.
I'm going to backpedal a little bit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what color you are.
No, and no one does.
I don't give a fuck what anything is. Erin has students that are like the poorer. I don't care if they're white, actually, but it's the
it's
in
not
this,
race,
in
it's,
anymore.
It's class.
It's poverty.
It's class. It's class. It you guys aren't hearing my point. It's class.
Hang on, it's having the privilege. Let Marnie talk for a minute. Yes. I know it's a rarity on the show, but let's let Marnie talk.
It's just one of those things that when you look at this story and you see that kind of thing, then you see the class of people that are being put underneath
Black
the
Black people
the
are
table.
Overrepresented in... lower in poverty.
Exactly.
And the Mexican population is the same thing.
And when one rises up and uses their money, everyone is all shocked.
Right.
Because they don't realize all you need to do is have money.
You can be any color you want
as long as that color is green.
Mm, absolutely.
That's a great
true.
Point.
Anant is saying that it's all talk in India as well. Someone did a video showing 14 symptoms of fascism and compared to present time.
Thank you, Anant.
So
it's one of my
alone.
It's one of my things I'm really, really focused on it on. I'm very happy you're focused on it too.
But it was with Bush too. All the signs of fascism were there when Bush was elected president. Everything
this is how
Dick Cheney
it's
did.
Getting worse.
It's getting worse.
It's
just but if you again, but if you weren't paying attention when it started 19 years ago, I honestly can't help you now. Like if you didn't see it.
I was talking about it in 1994.
Unless you were too young to have understood it, but
I was talking about it back when people made fun of me for talking about fascism. Yeah. Now no one's making fun of me. That feels better.
Because they
when
ignored
Johnson was president.
Yes, I don't know. Exactly.
But when you ignore every
Lincoln,
when you feel free,
it's only going back to the 60s. Doug, calm down.
Yeah. Sorry, but when you feel free to ignore every step of the process and only get offended when someone
I hear what you're
you
saying.
Know,
right.
yeah.
gets away with something.
But can't
or someone
I still
famous.
Be mad about it?
Of course you
Thank
can.
Thank you.
But you also
but you
have to know that everybody with money gets away with anything
yes.
they want to get
oh,
away with.
Oh, I totally
with.
Agree with you.
So picking
I
up
agree.
This one guy, I don't
seem to get away with anything.
I don't get away with the
Because you don't have any money.
But, and you also, how many crimes are you currently breaking?
Well.
Right. I mean, how many laws are you
please
currently
do not
breaking?
Speak. Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth.
I don't have an abacus right now.
We have to get a lawyer.
I don't have an abacus to tell you.
And like, and when you hear about now, the, now Lori Loughlin's kids are clearly more stupid than the rest.
God.
Because that one girl is one horrible. Of. If you watch the Fire Festival documentary,
yes.
Are they in it?
Oh my God!
No, Lori Loughlin's daughter is the one. Oh my she's God. An influencer.
Shut
she's,
up.
She's
oh my God!
Will
this just made
Smith
my day.
Kids stupid.
Oh, like, wow.
Now, wait a minute.
And that's hard to do.
That's hard to do.
But
there are no worse parents than Will and Jada Smith.
Now, however,
those
the
are
son.
The, they have raised the, two
without
horrible
question.
Humans.
The son has been redeeming himself.
You know what?
Himself
I disagree.
He has been?
Will Smith's son?
Yes. The one that wears the dresses?
Also,
he's
hey,
the one that
listen.
Created the water thing that's saving fucking no. Flint, Michigan.
I got to tell you right now.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I find
yes,
that hard to believe.
All right, all right. They might be better than I thought.
If they do nothing else.
They're still bad.
If they do nothing else.
They're still the worst parent.
They whip their hair. Back
and forth.
When that girl said she didn't read, she didn't read books.
They do
because they weren't interested. She only read the books she wrote, and I was like, okay.
"Wow, that sounds like Donald Trump."
But Lori Loughlin,
with
and I don't
crayon.
Know if it's Loughlin or Loughlin because I'm.
Cares?
They say
you'd have to put a gun. To
someone
my
told
head.
Me it's Loughlin.
Is it fast time or slow time?
Right. You would have to put a gun to my head to make me watch that piece of shit show.
It's Aunt Becky.
I don't give a shit.
Jaden
you know
Smith.
How, you know how
God
unfunny I find Roseanne and the Cosby Show?
Yeah.
Full House is like 30 steps lower. That show makes me hate America.
And Roseanne mouthed off again, just so you know.
Oh, I know. She's
Jaden,
horrible.
USA Today, 3 weeks ago, headline, Jaden Smith's foundation collaborates with church to supply Flint with clean water. Because of his fashion designing all the
other
shit.
Oh, okay. He gave money. He didn't invent something.
Cher gave,
I'm good with
Cher gave them water.
I'm not saying he invented, but I'm like, he's going in and saying, we're going to give money and fix
he's
it. When our fucking government
that's true.
Is like,
no.
We're busy.
Hats off.
Again, money going to the right places, all good with it. Still should read a book.
Yeah. Exactly.
So this one,
yeah.
The influencer, she's an influencer. We talked about
is.
This before we before you guys
is.
Arrived. We already talked about this.
No.
Is like that fire festival and all that shit that happened down there. They're the people that like put it on there. They get paid like $20,000
Instagram thing
to do like this blank orange page and everything about that was like, oh Jesus Christ. And she said she didn't want to go to college. So what she did was she has a YouTube channel and she decorates her dorm room with advertisers. She's going to school on someone else's dime and then said, I don't even want to go to college.
Right.
And her mother had to pay
someone $500,000
So in terms
and
of like
Photoshop the shit out of
this is like the greatest
but
story
she goes
in the world.
To USC and she's got a big OJ thing on her wall because she's pushing OJ not realizing OJ Simpson went to USC.
Oh my God.
Just completely oblivious.
Oh my God.
Completely oblivious.
Oh, that's
now,
fantastic.
What's her face? I like a little bit more, so of course I'm going to tell her
Huffman.
Story better. Yeah. Felicity Huffman. She paid $15,000 to have her kid cheat on the
SAT.
SAT. That's a whole other thing.
No, totally.
But if you have a semi-stupid child and you have some money, you're going to pay everyone you can to make them do better.
What I want to take a step out of that one for a second, too, because we're talking about that's.
But why?
That's a seemingly small amount of money.
$15,000
is very small to her.
Very small amount of money for all the people that had to have been involved.
Yes, exactly.
Because you had Aaron Proctor's tests at school, and like you have to have
it's multi-level.
Like where are they? I mean,
no, you're right. No, you're right. That guy made $22 million. The facilitator of it all.
$15,000 was all the.
That's all she had to pay. Right.
Well,
she's just a good negotiator.
Wait, we're going to do a Venn diagram. How stupid is your kid? How much
money
did
you
have to pay?
Yes.
Lori Loughlin's kid were so stupid. It took $500,000 to do what Felicity Huffman could do with $15,000.
Exactly.
So they could have probably made it into college on their own.
So again, I'm not downplaying any of it. It's been going on for years and years and years. We've just seen a couple famous people get caught now. And honestly, what's her face? Had a
Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin.
Loughlin had $1 million fine. That's a that's a big fucking. You can
they're
murder
facing,
somebody.
They're
you can
facing,
murder
no,
somebody. And
they're
get a,
all facing
no
prison
bail.
Time.
No,
right?
her bond or bail.
Bail, yeah.
Which I know from Bad News Bears because Barry's Bail Bonds was the sponsor of Bad News
it
Bears.
Yes, it was. That's valid.
The first thing
that's true.
Get. It was $1 million. Like, that's legit. But they also had to bring her in. They also had to call her in front of the country. But to me, I'm like, getting upset about these things is like, there's a lot worse people getting getting away with things like this on a much higher scale.
That's true.
I mean, this Jesse, whatever his name might be, just seems
Smollett
kind of stupid. He did this in a city full of
like
clothes.
I said, I just wish that the people he had He's paid just a had hit him harder.
Ball. Right.
That's all.
Closed caption TV is everywhere. Just, you're an actor. Right. Take a hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do a little choreography beforehand.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just hate
make
the...
Make me enjoy your lie a
The level of
a
entitlement
bit
is disturbing
yeah, except
to
a
me.
Man...
And who's his
a,
mother?
A
is that someone we should know?
Christ's sake. Sorry,
yes,
honey.
It is. Friends with Angela Davis. And the whole thing, this whole fucking backstory that drives me crazy. Sorry.
Anant just made a great point. And
I'll tell you later.
This is what I was going to about the fact that Felicity Huffman only paid $15,000. But take that out of it. Take all of this away. Celebrity, this, that. People were paid. And when you have tests that are proctored, that could be for medicine. That can be for the bar. That can be, I mean, yeah,
Lori Loughlin's kids are not going for medicine.
No, but I'm saying.
But proctoring, if, I hear what you're saying.
But if that's the case, right. So you might have a doctor that you work with.
It's Olympic judges. It's every, if you've got
I
money,
mean,
you're going to win.
You're going to be okay. And so that's where. That's where the difficulty is for me. I don't
I
give
love
a
this
fuck
example.
About Felicity Huffman's
the proctoring.
Kid, unless they're going to become
right.
a doctor because of it. And
yes,
the, and
exactly.
The
well, Dr.
Is
Death.
A big fucking
listen
deal.
To Dr. Death. That oh, guy right. only did research right. for money. He never actually practiced medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everyone thought he was a genius. Why? Because he was in the research division making money for that school.
Sure.
I just listened to the whole thing about Michigan State with the raping 9 million girls. That fucking doctor with the gymnast. Larry,
yeah.
what's his butt?
Nasser.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. Penn State right. with mm-hmm. what's his Paterno
yeah,
in the college.
Mm-hmm.
Money wins. Like, are yeah. we? Are we
sure.
new to this theory?
No, no, no. But I had
We're
never.
Raping little
I never
boys
had sat
all
down
over
and
the
thought
place.
About.
Yeah.
The paying to get into college didn't surprise me.
But that who you got to pay changes.
Things, but all of a sudden having to take a step back and go, wait a minute, that's right. The proctoring, mm-hmm. the SATs, they...
Yeah, because that's what Felicity Huffman was. The proctor, right. it was a solo proctor.
Right.
Her daughter or son, I don't know which, got right. to take the test by themselves with the proctor
yeah.
who told them the right answers.
So,
hell, I would have made $15,000 if I had it.
I, know.
I think what's
test.
Interesting is what you're yeah. saying. We've always known about it. But we've never had this level of prevalence in the breakdown again of hearing the stories.
Yeah, so and people that you thought were nice people are
right.
doing it.
Well, so now, isn't that a bellwether? And what right. are we going to do about that?
Well,
so yes,
because,
we've always known about
right.
it. But now that it's becoming public knowledge is right. another example of the disintegration. So that's alarming to me.
But if Penn State still has a football team, where are we ever going to go?
But that's the point.
Right.
Then what
right.
are we going to do about
what do
you
that? Do about
yeah.
right.
Do we just say... As
Man.
Each new story rolls out
yeah.
with each new institution,
well,
next it's going
it
to be
Trump
some other
president.
Unexpected
That's
institution, and we'll just say, well, everyone's
you
always
go,
done
whatever.
It. Like, so whatever.
But
like,
that's exactly what
we've
done for the last couple of years.
But I hate
nothing.
Why
else.
I'm alarmed.
I'm with you.
I hate
no,
to be
I'm
that
totally
person.
With you.
But I think that about school shootings now, too. You can
no,
kill high
right.
school kids. Don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you
I
so upset?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
I just don't
right.
get it. We do nothing about any of these things that keep happening.
Yeah.
But
so
look
why
at what
start,
happened.
Why am
in,
I going to get worked up now? I don't get why I should get worked up when it keeps happening.
But look at what happened in was it New Zealand?
Right.
Where
yeah.
like within 7 days
because they're a little bit
six
smarter
days.
Than us.
Yeah.
6 days. Yeah. Okay.
Jacinda.
Guns.
We're done.
We're done.
Yeah. We're done.
The end.
Never going to happen here.
Never. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Never.
But I mean, it's just that kind of where you go.
Penn
no.
State.
Oh.
Penn State's football program
right.
raped little boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still goes on because yeah. people were concerned about
because
the
because the boosters you, weren't the ones
right
that did it.
Because there's a whole group of people in Penn State yeah. that were more concerned about the football team
right.
than
that's
they
every
about
college.
You were institutionally yeah. raping human
and that's
children
every college
right
true.
So
yeah.
finding out
yeah.
that a college I don't
right.
understand why you're
but
all
again,
of a sudden
it,
surprised
it,
that a college is corrupt.
It's not
Jake the
that,
Snake
that absolutely
ASU
isn't,
star
oh,
quarterback serial
yeah.
date rapist. Went to
but
the went to the
Rose
NFL.
Bowl,
went
know,
to the Rose Bowl
to
the NFL.
NFL. Yeah.
He's a serial rapist that has an institution behind him.
I am absolutely going to look
oh,
at you and say,
well, I am completely numb to school
absolutely.
Shootings.
Absolutely.
If you send your kid to school, they're just going to be shot now. That's part of what you should expect. No lunch, and you're going to get
so
shot.
So DeVos suggests charter schools.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wait till a shooting right. happens
that's
at a charter.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. Let's take that back. I don't care. You know, the...
Lord.
Well, I mean, does it matter? Because it already
no,
happened
right,
in a rich
right.
white school.
If it can happen
and they
anywhere,
did nothing.
Right.
Newtown
you're right, you're
was
right.
all rich white kids.
That didn't really happen.
It didn't
no,
really
ask
happen.
Alex
it's Jones.
Jones.
Oh,
right.
God,
God.
How do you not know? you know. But it. I think that it, for me, it, the ignorance that I wanted to hide behind
uh-huh.
was that you would... pay, you'd buy a wing to a hospital or put in, not a hospital, but put like a
kind of benevolent sounding
benevolent
thing.
Kind of things,
yeah,
right? We're
going to
put
it's
up the,
nice.
The School of Music. We're going
to
put
such
up
such a
this.
Great point you're about to make.
And so I thought that's how they people bought their way in. Right.
It's still as shitty as everything else we're saying.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah, what I'm saying is that's what. Right.
Oh, so I don't know. Your faith was left in the proctors. Is that
I
what
was
you're saying?
No, I did.
I totally disagree.
It.
I think if you're going to give a wing to a hospital, that is more noble than just paying some shit bag. You know.
Yeah,
for proctoring your thing.
I never stopped. That's what I'm saying. I hide behind the ignorance because I never stopped to think about.
Yeah.
Because of my aunt Barb worked for Pearson, which is like the like a big proctoring company, like doing all the medical and nursing board and like all this kind of stuff. And the shit that that people have to go through.
Yeah. I studied my ass off of that fucking RN.
Right. But you can walk in with, you know, like, you can't bring anything. Like, it doesn't matter. You need medicine, bitch. You better have to take it
between here. Why am I having a flashback about RN proctoring?
Oh, it's health computer. There's a proctor.
I think there was an RN. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. But I mean, it's that kind of, like, I just never saw.
And that fucking critical care RN thing was the most horrible test I've ever taken.
I never stopped to think about all of those steps because there's so much shit that goes into it. Who has to stand there and you have to sign off and everyone has to
It's like an easy thing to break. If you have criminal thinking, you're like,
you're right.
We can crack that code.
We can do that. Right.
There's a lot of underpaid people involved. We'll buy them off.
And apparently for a good
they'll change the answer.
Now you're onto it. No. There's the underpaid people that need.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't give a shit if Lori Loughlin's kids go to school.
We're in agreement.
I need money to live.
That's right.
Dumbass influencer that sent people to a fire festival can go to whatever fucking college she wants
to. That's exactly right. And my favorite photograph of all time. Have you seen of the fire festival?
Jenny, have
is
a great week, honey.
Pathetic.
Have a good one.
Clamshell styrofoam thing open with a sandwich, and all it is a piece of like bread
and cheese.
Cheese? Have you seen that?
Yeah,
that's my.
But the best part is we talked about this. You all should get here on time because we're really good. We talked about the fact that they had a caterer on site who had to pay people to hand someone bread and cheese because it was all that was left.
Right, exactly.
She's like a world-renowned caterer. Oh my god. So, I mean, it's an interesting conversation about these stories. And the other thing is, so the answer is to revolt, is to go to the streets and revolt.
Now we agree.
But the minute you revolt, there's some white person on TV being like, oh, they should act more respectful.
Yeah.
Don't they have jobs? What are they doing
their
lives?
That's the people that watch Fox News 15 hours a day.
Thursday?
Oh, my God.
Don't they have anywhere else to be?
Do you remember?
You're making my commute to work so uncomfortable.
Al, do you remember Occupy Wall Street? I had which is huge, epic thing. And a friend of mine that was Republican said, don't they, just what you're saying. He's like, well, don't they have jobs? Yeah. And I was like, that's why.
That's the point.
But the point of the thing is there's not jobs. Like, do you fucking understand? No.
Yeah. No, and they
you're
don't.
No, they don't.
So when it's time to revolt, as it has been for like 20 years, have a job? They make my commute to work. They close down the 7. I don't want to drive around the corner.
Oh my God.
I need Starbucks. So I'm no longer interested in your revolution.
My favorite barista is at that one.
Right. I want to go to this one. And I'm 99% guilty of all of these things, being like, can you do it at like 3 p.m.? On a Monday, because really Thursdays aren't good for me. I want to revolt with the rest of you, but Thursday's not looking good, and Schitt's Creek's on Wednesday nights.
Your revolt's not lining up with my schedule.
Friday's not seeming too good either. No.
Well, we got way more mileage out of that than
your revolt is inconvenient.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
What segment are we in?
Oh, it's entertainment.
Well, we were in entertainment.
But we did, I mean, that is the big headline. Well, and we were asked twice to talk about that.
And Jussie Smollett is part of entertainment.
Yeah.
So.
And we were asked weeks ago to talk about that, and I wouldn't. Because I'm like,
you found out tonight for me that there's a new Diana Ross documentary.
There's a new Diana Ross documentary somewhere in the world. But we also have the ending of I'm going to try and stay on the script that
I
actually
you
had.
Try what you can.
We're going to try.
Good luck. Good
so
luck
there's
out.
A show on Starz called Now Apocalypse by this guy, and it's supposed to be dirty and super gay, and we talked about it a few months ago, weeks
Greg
ago.
Greg Araki.
Yeah.
Just directing, right?
All it is softcore straight porn. Mm. The gay guy by episode 4 has still only had sex once, and he had, like, one fantasy. The straight guy in it, super hot, nice to look at. Aww. But this whole, like, it's the gayest show ever on television.
It's not.
You got to work a lot harder for that. There's a couple small bottles in the fridge.
I know.
So, I don't know.
I'll go get you one.
No, that'd be nice for a
change.
It's
made in this...
Well, your birthday's over.
Birthday's over. Yep. I got to tell you, I love a good callback, Clayton. And that's
3 weeks ago, you forgot to bring me a bottle.
That's a great callback. I got to bow down.
Oh, that's funny.
That a girl.
That is so fucking funny.
You only live once.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alice. Whatever you were talking about.
Thinking.
Shows that are ending this year are very traumatic.
I know.
Kimmy Schmidt ended on Netflix, and it ended very well.
But I can
I still haven't gotten there. Don't spoil it for me.
Black guy?
Titus Andromedas.
Titus Andromedas.
Yep. That show's so much
so funny.
So funny, and they got really... really on point at the end of, like, stories that victimize women for no reason. And so Kimmy writes a children's book to tell little girls that you should not be locked in it. Like, Beauty and the Beast, she's locked in a castle. No. Yep. Rapunzel, locked in a tower. No. These are not good stories.
God, I never thought about that.
She was locked in the bunker. Yep. So any story that has, like, a woman traumatized, she's like, this is not a good story for girls.
Kimmy Schmidt got real.
No. So Kimmy Schmidt went a really strange way. And all of a sudden, I don't remember how it happened, they got Cheryl the Robot. And I can't remember what Cheryl the Robot stands for.
There's a robot in there?
There's a robot in it. And the robot's hysterical. And the robot is designed to react to you in the way that you want.
Did Jane Krakow need that?
Yes. Because it's something about empathy. So it interacts with Jane Krakowski different than it interacts with Kimmy.
Right.
It's fucking nuts. So that was really good. Arrested Development ended... I can honestly say now, as one of the few original Arrested Development fans, they ended it very nicely, and they gave it away. I'm not giving anything away, because if you saw an ad and wondered why Liza Minnelli isn't in the last season, they're solving a murder. So they didn't shy away from it the first half of the season. They tried it away, but then I finally caught up on my magazines that we were talking about earlier.
Oh my God.
And
big day.
Arrested Development says one murder, no masterminds. So you know that there really was a murder on Arrested Development. Lucille 2 is not missing. It's a murder story. And it's so ridiculous. And it's one of those shows like Veep that you need to watch like more than once, because
also,
the jokes are firing so
rapid
fast.
Fire.
And they're throwing back like 4 seasons to like, what? And you have to be like, okay, I gotta... So one of the jokes that
The ones that hit you, like, oh my God!
The one joke that I got was that the Sunday restaurant was called Skip Church. Because if you're going to breakfast on Sunday, you're skipping church. And I can't remember what the other restaurant was called, but it was a Saturday night thing, and so they were skipping Temple. And it's such a fun... I've already forgot it. But it was about the Jews not going to Temple because they were available to go to dinner on a Saturday night. And it was hysterical. That Skip Church was the name of the restaurant you should never go to. And they had everything available on one tray. And all the waiters had to bring it out. Or you could order it a la carte, which was just a menu. And it's one of those stupid, stupid jokes. But it ended, and it was very satisfying. Like, all the characters ended their stories. It was very charming. It fit the tone of the show very nicely. And when they drove away, I was like...
Breaking news. I'd like to alert the affiliates down the line that we're going to go long tonight. So we are not even close to being in the thoughtful vulgarity segment of the show.
Not.
So
we're not.
We're going to let Al continue his segment, but we'll be with you until about 10:30.
So How to Get Away with Murder may or may not be canceled, but they left it on 2 great cliffhangers. It's the soap opera-iest, dumbest show. It's one of those shows that you get pulled from my heart.
Sorry, I'm not
How to Get Away with Murder.
Guilty pleasure.
I haven't watched the end of it.
Oh. They leave it on a cliffhanger, and it's like 4 really good cliffhangers that makes ABC feel guilty about if they cancel it.
Okay.
Because they don't know what to do. Like, how much is Viola... Because now she's past whatever contract she signed.
Right.
And they could kill her off and make it a show about the kids in school, and you'd be fine.
Right.
But
right.
A really good cliffhanger, and it's one of those shows that you just watch, and it's mindless stupidity. But again, started off super gay, and now only the straight people have sex, and the gay couple is now an old married couple that never does it.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
They do is like refer to their sex they used to have.
That's true.
But we're still watching straight people show their asses.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
It is.
For my favorite new
oh
show.
Oh, my God. Now I feel bad. I would have brought you that bottle of champagne.
But you didn't.
Snooze, you lose, Doug.
I didn't.
But you didn't.
And now, well, I didn't know we were allowed to get up at this point.
So for those... Oh.
But now that I know that, I am.
I didn't have permission.
Just because Al's talking doesn't mean you can't move around the country.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was the
rule. He's gotten up twice to get stuff already. So if
that's fantastic.
The Please Like Me, the delightful Australia show, because it turns out when I went to Australia, Netflix took over my... Netflix. Okay. Australia took over my Netflix, and I got all new movies, or Netflix took over my Australia.
However it works.
So the show is really on Hulu, so I sent them a message. I sent the makers of the show a message, and I got a letter back thanking them for, like, just how much I loved this cute little show with its 32 episodes. And I did find out in the Coco Van episode that I love so much were the three chickens, Shakira, Adele, and Beyonce. And it turns out Adele is a man. She's a rooster, and they have to deal with the rooster. I did find out that the reason you can't have a rooster is that if you're raising chickens, you need to have at least 9 or 10 hens. Because they got to spread the love. Turns out
the rooster gets around.
The rooster gets around, and he will kill. But he will literally fuck the hens to death. So you have to have more
is
than
that for reals.
For reals.
Oh.
So if you're raising chickens and you accidentally get a fertilized egg and you raise something, it becomes a rooster.
Are you a murderer?
You become a murderer because you have to do something about
rapist murderer.
You gotta kill it.
So that explains the Coco Van episode. And it was one of the most gruesome but touching episodes where they pay tribute to Adele, the transgender chicken. And I watched it again and I laid in
bed. I saw your post, but I was a little lost. Oh, thank you.
It's a Roots cracker now.
I laid in bed the other day and I was like wiping away a tear as I watched this Coco Van episode as they paid tribute to Adele, the transgender chicken. And I was like, all right, I do have to Google this.
Oh, my God.
But I cannot it's on Hulu, and it is so charming. And Hannah Gadsby, you've seen her stand up on...
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She is a co-star and co-writer of the show.
Oh,
about,
that makes
and it's all about
sense.
Mental illness and the differently abled and people with depression, and it's really charming.
Something. Is this a Please something. Like Me?
Please Like Me.
Yeah.
Just delightful.
She's something.
And that whole episode of Coco Van is just so charming from beginning to end. And how they pay tribute to Adele, the transgender chicken. I can't say that phrase enough. Just charms the shit out of me. So I saw Us at the movies today.
Wait, more canceled shows, Broad City.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole list. But I haven't gotten to the end.
I haven't gotten
the end of that yet. So as I'm watching them, we'll bring them up. Because Veep is ending. Game of Thrones is ending. Broad City's ending. Arrested Development. Kimmy Schmidt. I'm worried about How to Get Away with Murder after they left me with all those goddamn
disappointed about
cliffhangers.
Broad City. That show had a lot more mileage left.
Yes. And those two, they're like Key and Peele. They're going to go forever.
I hope not.
Which brings us to Key and Peele. Uh-huh. So Us. now, he didn't redefine the horror genre again and didn't put out a movie that we're going to talk about for a full solid year before it wins an Oscar for screenplay. Very clever, but I need Buddy Early to call me ASAP because I think
he doesn't listen.
He's not listening.
I think the main spoiler was too obvious, and that there's a second spoiler in that movie.
Okay.
Didn't he say that?
No, he caught the main spoiler too.
He was like, I knew the thing in the first thing.
Again, and that's why I think the surprise is embedded in that one. And I think there's the one that's so obvious that how could you not see it? But I think it's another, there's another layer there that I want to call Jordan Peele and be like, just tell me.
Right. I gotta call you.
But it's terrific. It was a nice suspense movie, good popcorn movie. You're not going to redefine horror every time you make a movie.
Sure.
No one's
I wish
lucky.
People would say that, would stop saying that.
Right. I mean, they're putting him in the Sixth Sense category of, like, every movie's not going to defy the genre. Eventually, you're just going to make a good, solid movie, and this was.
Right.
So, then we have the play that you guys saw, so you guys want to talk about the play that
was...
Oh, no, wait, first.
Uh-huh. The play that went wrong.
Schitt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't feel I needed to write that down. So, Schitt's Creek... had a very special... I think it was very happy, but cry.
Well, I did not cry.
Oh, I cried through the whole thing.
I didn't either, but I, oh my God, myself to death.
Yeah.
That episode was so good.
So it was a very special episode, which they let us know on Instagram that very special episode coming up, and they were so happy that they were filming it. And then they took on coming out to one's parents.
Okay.
And they just took it on in such a beautiful and
it was well
thoughtful
done.
Way.
It was well done.
It was.
And I thought not every character on the show, but I really thought Eugene Levy had a beautiful chance to be just a great, it was a great performance. And there were just some real all-stars in that episode, as far as I, because Dan Levy, Eugene Levy, and at the very end, when everybody knows what's going on at the table, but they have to pretend they don't, and they flash to all of the entire family.
The roses?
The roses. Yeah. When they flash to the roses, who are supposed to be watching something, but they don't know what's happening, and there's a little pan to all of them, mm-hmm. all having a, oh no, we're just having a nice time at a party.
Right.
Right. That I just thought that was such a great cutaway to all of them, touching. Knowing that they know what's happening, pretending they weren't knowing what's happening.
Let them have their moment.
Right, yes. Yeah. I thought that was a nice card to play. And a nice nod to their direction that when they cut away during the song, during You're the Best, when they cut away to Dan Levy and
Moira,
and she grabs his hand and has that little, like, I'm watching my son's boat. Like, there's just a beautiful moment. And I thought this was another one of those. You don't need any dialogue. You just need that quick cut to, like,
subtle.
They're in on it, but they're going to play along and let him have his, they're not going to spoil it.
Right.
So, beautifully done.
And then they cut us in the jugular the next day when they announced that next season is it. We're
talking
done.
About emotional
season
highs
six,
and
we're
lows.
Done.
I know.
But they all have somewhere to be. So I really...
I know you said that, but I don't like it.
I don't either. I don't like it.
But I'm not okay with it.
Yeah. And it was funny because the next day I found out that like half the people I work with watch Schitt's Creek and had never told me.
Oh. Secret bitches.
And then a friend of mine was talking to me about how I Met Your Mother. And he was saying how much he hated the ending. And I was like, no, but that ending was lovely and so well-earned. And he's like, oh, I would have hated any ending. I just didn't want the show to end.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I'm like, that's a whole different argument. Like, right. I get that. Yeah. Like, that show had so much heart and there was so much to love about that. Sure. That, yes, keeping it going forever.
I'm very curious to see where they're going to go with the wrap-up of Schitt's Creek because they legitimately get to wrap up everything. They can wrap up every story and we're done. So I'll be curious to see
what are your thoughts on that? We talked about this on my birthday
night. They're not leaving the town.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm hoping if I was writing that show, my theory was have them have some reason that the thing that brought them there got undone or or they get some they get a choice.
Yeah.
And what I want is their choice to stay.
I think David becomes mayor.
Oh. I want them to pick to decide to just stay there.
No, I think they will.
I think that'll
be a part of it, but who knows? But
yeah, I mean, and they're all in happy relationships. Right. And the best part is Johnny and Moira have always been happy.
Yeah. Right, they're fine.
And I think they found out they didn't need the money. They just truly love each other.
Oh, that's a good insight. Yeah.
Right. So, and then you find out that both of them, because they were such great examples of like a good, loving relationship, their children are both in nice, loving relationships.
And that's why they've been able to weather the storm of being there.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because really, that type of couple in the stereotypical way would be like over with in
but
a second.
What will but they're happen like to Stevie.
But I just love her.
But Stevie's little romance with the travel guy.
Her
is...
Her delivery is so funny.
Doesn't she have good timed delivery?
Oh, she does.
Yeah. I still can't figure out how no one has known of her yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where she has been.
Yeah, right. Where did she pop out of nowhere?
10 years away from paying her kids through college.
Yeah, right. It's coming up. Stay tuned.
Alright, so now you guys saw the play that goes wrong.
This is her.
So you're wearing a leather sweater in the dead of summer. You look good.
You look good.
Thank you.
thank you.
You look good.
Again, the fact that he has no idea what she's saying.
Right.
Yep. All he heard was, you look good.
You look good.
And the fact that you've never heard me say that, because I say that to you almost every time I see you.
But you look good.
No. You're wearing a leather sweater and high to summer. You look good.
I've never paid attention to you.
I know.
I revealed last week on the show, or whichever week you weren't here.
You didn't notice the difference?
I don't listen to you.
He's not listening.
I heard him say
unless
that.
Unless it's in text, I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I don't text you.
It's easier on the ears.
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's true.
Cheese and rice.
You ain't lying. Your buddy is currently producing more earwax.
Just to stop the madness.
Just to stop the noise. The play that goes wrong. Ladies and gentlemen.
Continue on.
Sir. So funny.
Amazing.
I really enjoyed it.
It's a lovely segment. Let's move on.
Do we have to go up here?
Talk about it. Talk about it. Go.
It's just from the first like few minutes you realize what you're in for because everything's falling apart. So it's like a...
Does it go wrong out of the gate?
Oh,
yes.
Before the gate.
Yes.
Oh, before the gate.
Before.
Yeah, like 10 minutes before the show is even to start.
The premise is that there's some like English acting company that has zero experience and they don't know what they're doing. So they're prepping you for it.
Okay.
And they're doing an... A murder mystery.
Oh,
yeah.
In the, is it the Hawthorne Manor? Manor.
Uh-huh.
And
God, it's funny.
So you're getting
the bouquet residence, lady of the house speaking.
Yeah.
And you're getting the clue that this isn't going to be good at all. Yeah. And then it's not. Right. And so everything just starts falling.
Like before they, I don't know if they did the same exact thing or if they changed it up. I don't know. But they were trying to put the...
Yeah.
Mantle up?
Yes. Oh, right, the mantle thing, whole thing.
So when you're sitting there beforehand, you see people coming out on stage, which normally it's just the curtain.
Okay.
Right? No, you saw
They're building the set.
Yep.
You saw the whole set, and like they have the gal coming out that has the headphones on, and they're
who you don't think is going to show up later
at all.
And then does.
And it's amazing. It basically, I think it's a lot of. Magnets kind of things like used on the walls.
I wonder
if
that's what it is.
Like they have things
we were trying to figure it out.
Just lots of the
lots of physical humor, really broad. And you know that really broad humor is kind of hard to do because it can go so wrong. So Jose at one point he was like, this is like a Carol Burnett.
Totally.
But it was a compliment. Yeah. I was like, I know, it really is. And he was like, no, I meant it that way. I'm not being a bitch. Like, it's like, I meant, like,
and,
it really
is. Farce is so hard to pull
off.
It
is.
Because it can turn to chaos so quickly.
Oh, right.
Thank you for that validation. Yeah. I was thinking about that. Yeah. And when it was happening, I'm like, this is right on the borderline of being like
But the set was amazing.
Oh,
like, where
so
they
well
have,
done.
Like, the second floor, and you have to go up the elevator, and you have to get out the elevator, and, you know.
The clock, the grandfather clock.
The grandfather clock.
Oh, my God.
And, like, there's the second floor, right? That it just looks down and they just talk to the people on the first floor. You know, I mean, it just, but all of a sudden there's something goes wrong and it falls. But it just falls this much.
Right.
And then they're sliding, but then they stay up. The two people that are up there. And then later on, it falls again. And Aaron and Abby have done theater and they've helped produce things and direct things. And they were like, that set is amazing.
Oh, it really was amazing.
I mean, just it was so simple to just sit in the audience and look at it.
And there's a cute joke that they do. The leading lady, the young ingenue starlet, she gets hit in the face by a door that knocks her out about like 30 minutes into it. And so they replace her with a black girl who's like, how much
sizable,
did she weigh?
Right.
Sizable, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It's hysterical.
A full-figured
full
woman.
Full-figured proportion. Yeah. In the what is it called?
Bill.
They said proportionate.
Yeah.
They do. That's why you have to read this.
I mean, all of a sudden,
they said words to use on Twitter when you see the show.
No.
Proportionate.
Right.
Yeah. So she's a big girl. And she comes out with the same red dress that the girl had on, but jeans
and
the wig.
And
and because she's the stagehand person,
a little bit of makeup.
She doesn't, I know, and she doesn't know the line, so she's on book, I guess, as they say.
Okay,
and just reading the book, and then she loses all the pages, and then you're thinking, this can't get any crazy. The minute you think it can't get any crazier, it does. Then she gets hit in the face by a door later. So the final leading lady is the male stagehand.
Yes.
Has to read her part.
I personally kept saying, that could be Clayton.
That's exactly. He looked like Clayton.
He looked like Clayton.
He had the black.
Attractive
God.
Young man.
Very attractive.
About my age.
You.
By the way, and you.
Oh my God, you're right.
Finds a Duran Duran CD.
Oh,
anywhere?
The Duran Duran.
Like, and he sits like off stage.
He's
like,
off stage.
He's supposed to make all the sounds go and everything.
But
else.
He doesn't do it
and
on
he's
time.
He's like reading things and eating almonds.
How fun. And the worst part. And was it just the three of you?
Yes.
Because I should have just rescheduled
it was
my ticket to Wednesday or Thursday when I was off, I realized that I was like,
it was
cute. Just like taken my ticket and done
they
it.
Had every,
that's what I did with Waitress.
They had every kind of like stagey joke that you could have that they play, and they played everything to the, you know, like, you're like, you can't keep doing it, but they did. So they had the, we're off one page of the dialogue, so the one person's ahead. And so it was like, don't slap me in the face. And anyway, it's like already slapped her in the face. It's just that part was hysterical.
and then
the repeating. Do you remember
look at the audience like?
Yeah. Do you remember the repeated line section that just went? They did it like in a circular thing like four times.
The page like it was stuck or it was something. The when the proportionate gal
turn.
Yeah.
And so then she reads it. She gets through the last line. And then it's like it starts over.
Oh, it's hysterical.
But the best thing, it did something like that play at Gamage, because Gamage is a big house for something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good to hear.
It good was great.
And the butler, that he, so his whole shtick is that he can't pronounce anything correctly. Oh. So he's like, and it was, he was like, it was found.
It's European.
That he had Chianides. Yeah. And they're like, I think it's cyanide. That's how he died. Like, he died of Chianides.
Chianides. All my Chianides hurts.
I mean, all kinds of the words.
And then the word is cyanide.
It was rather ominous. And they were like, I think it was ominous.
Right. God.
But so broad,
it really
right?
Was,
like,
right.
Just so.
Chianides. I like that one.
Chianides.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
That's fantastic.
It was cute.
It really was.
They did some audience interaction because everybody does now. So they, you know, they brought somebody up and then they made fun of the matinee crowd, which is funny because people, and he was like, you're supposed to be quiet. You're the matinee. You're
yeah,
the, old,
you're the old people.
He goes, you're the old people matinee crowd. Yeah. And then somebody like hooped or hollered and the lead guy turned around and he goes, they don't act this way in Tucson.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. Like they had an answer for everything. Yeah. They were like, don't even fucking try to
happen.
This doesn't
laughing,
play in Peoria.
No, it doesn't play in Peoria.
The guy who was the inspector was like,
he was on point.
Stop laughing.
Oh, the stop laughing. And then people would laugh and he's like, stop laughing.
Because
he's the producer of the show.
Oh my God.
So he wants you to think it's this really serious show. And he's like, you should not be laughing. And he gets all mad.
And he really gets obnoxious about it. And it was, so, yeah. I was
I really wish I would have brought the playbill.
Surprised. Very pleasantly
so, Al,
surprised.
The playbill that I'm that you are going to see at some point, they have a whole page and it's the mock casting.
Oh, fun.
And mock biographies, and you it takes some time, but you have to read
that's fun.
Every single one because they're fucking ridiculous. And then the one the guy the has the then they do it. They even did a mock ad, and it's for the school of really good acting.
So they,
that's funny.
When you say, and when they did Hedwig in New York, they talked about the fact that the theater was available because Hurt Locker, the musical, closed
yes.
the day before. So there was all these fake programs for Hurt Locker, the musical, and they had the fake cast and who starred in
it. I have to tell
and
Al
then
this.
The song names. It was like, oh my God.
I don't know. You didn't read the playbill. I don't know if they did this to you. In the playbill, it says the murderer at Haversham would like to apologize to all the ticket holders who thought that they were attending Equus.
No.
And then,
but on stage, they said Hamilton. So they're like, we want to apologize to all the ticket holders. They came out very seriously, and everyone was like, all the people were nervous. And they're like, we want to apologize to all the people who thought they were coming to Hamilton.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, this is the best turnout we've had for the murder at Haversham Castle.
It's a totally different evening.
That's funny.
Expect something
it
else.
Really, and that, I think in the first like 20 minutes, nobody really knew what was happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, then, I'm sad that Sharon didn't go because she doesn't like plays. Like, you got to give them a shot.
Oh, she would have liked that one.
I agree. Yeah, I think that she would have because it just kept going, and the facial expressions that these folks—they were phenomenal. Really,
it was just.
I got glasses
great.
Now for theater, so now when we sit in those seats, I can see the people on stage.
I like it.
So, very Kat nice. Invited me to possibly be in the next season.
Oh, very good.
And I'm not sure how it works, but she said like maybe the seats
very
move.
Expensive.
And is that how a like?
No, it's very. It's much less expensive
I'm
than buying tickets for.
Oh, okay.
Much less expensive. And yes, you'll get better every year that you stay. You get better. Your seats get better.
She was saying like we want to move to the middle and like down a little.
Last
but the seats were great.
Yeah, The
Pet Sematary. The what do you think of Pet Sematary coming out?
I think I was hesitant because it's one of the few Stephen King books I didn't like, but I have now been bombarded with the trailers and it looks really scary.
Not his best book, but I like the premise.
Yeah, it just was one of those books where I'm thinking, oh, yeah.
The end kind of scared me too.
I also read it when I was like 13 years old.
Right. So, well, there's that.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
But
Cujo?
I really like
but
Cujo.
Cujo's different. Yeah. So, yeah.
I forgot all about Cujo.
Yeah. But I did catch on to, like, I did catch on early to his work that whenever there was trouble in his marriage.
That's Cujo.
Cujo, because I always seemed like a thinly veiled threat to his wife. No. Any wife that cheats in one of his books, the child dies.
That is
if there's
so Cujo.
Any level
and
of,
you're going to die too.
If there's any level
no,
of infidelity,
seriously,
by the
Al
way,
is on point on this.
Oh.
If you watch Cujo now, looking knowing that, it's like, you fucking bitch, you cheated, you're going to be locked in the car, attacked by a dog, your kid's going to die. Totally. Yeah. I never thought that till you told me that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
His books I'm not going to say it's wrong.
But it's not illegal unless you act on it.
The difference between the movie of The Shining is about a hotel and a deranged psychopath. The book of The Shining is about an alcoholic father.
Yes.
That is, okay. And that was
that
about
book
his
is about alcoholism.
It's about alcoholism.
And so Stanley Kubrick said no.
So when he wrote the sequel, Dr. Sleep, one of the greatest books I've read in the last like 10 to 15 years, it takes up the child of an alcoholic story and the child of that kind of thing and leads in this dark place. Y'all, The Shining. I've probably read that book 5 times. It's a day read.
Are you talking about The Shining or Dr. Sleep?
The Shining and then Dr. Sleep.
The Shining is one of only 3 books I've ever read in one sitting.
Yeah,
without stopping.
It's a one, like, it's so well written. You cannot put that book down.
It's so good. You are so right about that.
So when everybody says he's a hack, I'm like, read The Shining.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
That book will tear you up.
I started that on a Saturday morning and was reading until Sunday night and then was like done.
Yeah.
Wow.
I read it on a church thing while driving to Washington, D.C.
And Silence of the Lambs. Thank you, Al Perkins. The second book that I read from start to finish without
stopping.
I read
that one day, too.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
I called people to tell people, I can't go.
I was so terrified to go to sleep while I was reading the book that I read it until the sun came back up.
I could not put that book down. That is a fast, fast read.
Clayton, I think you had the same issue with that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which part?
All of it. Reading.
Reading.
All right. So, our very, very interesting for the one person still listening, let's do the Thoughtful Vulgarity because I love this topic.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
All right. So here we are in this final segment. Oh. What are you asking? What's the deal?
Well, I think this is going to get...
Look at you.
We might have to dim the
Three
light and turn down the sound. There we go. Now it's a safe room.
Is someone taking their clothes off?
No. But look, Marty and I have, glow.
Now the lighting is good for me.
It's really, Al, it's really good for me.
Very flattering.
I've never looked younger.
You can still see the glow of me on my white ass skin. Why?
Wow,
why?
That was a lot.
I think we need to direct that light somewhere else.
maybe at your house?
Burning my
eyes. I kind of liked it with the lights off.
Yeah, I did too. There's got to be an in-between setting.
Don't you have a lighter on a dimmer switch, goddammit, Clayton?
God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Well, we know the answer.
Because I found out you can put a lighter dimmer on anything.
Almost
and I
anything.
Didn't know that. I did not know that.
These are not dimmable LEDs.
Oh,
bulbs,
my
though.
God. Well, I'm not.
Joe, you got to come over and show Clayton what a dimmable LED is.
As if you don't know what
we're
Ask
about,
your
Al,
fucking question.
You're about
now.
To get dimmed permanently.
Well, I know the answer now. So.
Marty, just stay in your glow. Stay in your glow.
From the glow. So
good in that lighting, Marty.
Thank you.
Now, no matter how good a person you are most likely and almost inevitably the villain in someone else's story.
Yes.
What story do you most likely think And you can change the names to protect yourself or the innocent, whoever they are. But what story is there out there that you're like, yeah, I'm the villain in that one?
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, wow.
God, I can't
well,
see
Well, last
shit.
Week. No, I'm just kidding. You mean like on my way here?
Yeah.
Breakups,
friendships.
Oh, I'm the villain in a whole lot of stories, but I'm not sure
which one to pick. Yeah, which one would you grudgingly say, yeah, I'm probably the bad guy in that story, even though I think I'm not, like that. I think that's the one I'm more intrigued by.
This is weird that we're all in the dark. I can see you now. Oh, there
like
you are.
Oh,
now we can see you.
Let me
you need to brighten up your... Oh, this may be a new segment
like
where we
it.
Have to uplight ourselves.
Uplighting.
Turns out no light can find me. I'm so dark.
Like
my soul
my
is so dark.
that's
lovely.
There
look
you
how young
I
look.
Like
how long?
Younger than springtime.
You look younger there.
I would say in the Gina, my relationship with Gina, that I was the bad guy. Gal. Whatever.
At the time, did you think that or
no? No. No, I mean no. Only because I didn't. I don't know that. I mean, in the in the end of us breaking up, she was the more at fault kind of person. This is something to do with Cujo.
Blame the lesbian. I don't know why.
Something to do with Cujo at that point. But I just saying, not me. Hashtag not me.
Oh my gosh.
But throughout that relationship, what would have led to that kind of point would have been that I was just kind of an asshole. You know, and you just
sure?
didn't think so.
Was it hormones?
Well, now it would be. But then, I don't think
Back then, I mean, you were crazy and running around and...
Fucking nutty crazy. You know? But, again, goes back to a lot of the drinking, a lot of the different choices. I mean...
Yeah.
I was a smoker. And we smoked in the house, and
I can't think of anything more villainous than that.
I'm saying, right? I mean,
that's like Felicity Hoffman bad.
Yeah,
I'm saying
death penalty.
Aunt Becky, but
I still say litterers are the worst.
Were you a smoker, a joker, and a midnight toker? These are
kind of. So, but yeah, it definitely would have been.
I kind of like this dark segment. I will tell you,
I like it.
Absolutely been me. And I was
liking
just
it.
Kind of an ass. I would have been the
when
I
she
would have been the
if
villain.
She tells a story and you are in an unkind light, you'll go with it.
Oh, I would be like, you're being nice.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, they'd be like, that's kind.
That's I think it's a grown up thing to admit.
No, that's
you know
thought.
We're all the same age, so it kind of helps.
I know, similar age.
Our age,
oh, our age.
Actually, this week I'm the youngest.
Oh, you are.
That's kind of exciting.
This week.
Yeah.
This week.
Just by, this week.
By Doug
about,
Will. Doug Will.
About 6 weeks.
Yeah. But 2 weeks.
I would
two.
Say.
That's true.
That's yeah. That question is kind of hard to answer, but I would say former colleagues. It's like generational, like decades, like different decades in my life, probably. Friends, roommates, colleagues. And probably the part that. Is upsetting to me is that I wasn't always aware of it. So, like maybe my own behavior, I didn't realize that I was creating that or doing that. And then later, like people told me, yeah, that's what was happening, and I was like, oh wow. Which is not an excuse. That actually makes it worse. Like, that was
but
like,
it's a moment of growth to accept it, to be able to accept it. I think.
Oh, I accept it now, and I'm a little distressed by it. Like, I was like, I think I am the villain in people's stories, and. It really wasn't intentional, although maybe there was somewhere I was like, yeah, this is definitely intended, but it's, so I have some regret around like,
or you
that
being true to what
of,
you thought
like,
were your values at the time, and then it turns out.
That's a very good way to say that,
fair.
Exactly. And
can
I
we
thought.
You at all? Can you just turn that
I'm trying
up?
To find something, but the only thing that I came up with
just
was
do
a ghost.
No, do that flashlight. I liked it. Do that flashlight. We'll just do that. We'll just leave it with that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think you hit me a little illuminated during the...
Pray continue.
There you go. That works. Look, that's fine.
Do I need to illuminate myself?
No, you're fine.
Oh, you've got a little light
on you. Glow
I'm in the
your
dark,
screen.
So that's good.
Look, I'm like
I found it. There you go. Okay, there you go.
So, I mean, I tried not to be the villain in people's stories, but I think I am probably. I think
I'm on the Addams Family.
But you know what's so interesting, Al, you mentioned that. I wonder too, like, because I didn't have the self-awareness and people did bring it up to me, but I think that was their kind of own journey. I'm hoping, and I did have an instance where I reconnected with somebody and this has actually happened. So I'm hoping it'll keep happening, is that also people are now looking at that in a new light too. Of course that you didn't mean it. You know, it irritated me at the time, but like now I get it. So I had a lunch when I posted the Pizza Maria Bianco lunch post that you saw, that was with a very old friend of mine that we reconnected with. And it was kind of like that. She was like, you know, I've always loved you. You know, do you remember that thing? And I'm like, I do. I'm really sorry. And then it was like so good. She was like, it was just wonderful. So I guess there's hope to like. But I think sometimes here's what I would say to in your is that you don't realize the collateral damage sometimes that you're creating.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I have a lot of I'm just going to be honest, I have a lot of regrets about that and I'm very sorry about it, but you know, I was also doing the best I could do. So I really didn't mean to hurt people. I wasn't like sitting there fucking ruin your life. But I think I hurt some people's feelings and I'm really sorry about that.
You know, I think that that is a really interesting way to put it though, because however many years, and it could be 2 months, it could be 2 years, it could be 20 years, mm-hmm. whatever it would take. But I think that the follow-up to the question could be a matter of, would that person be telling that story now?
If they didn't know, that's fantastic. Yeah, I would have said it first, but I was reading the chat room. Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, sorry.
No, but if someone comes back and gives you the chance to make amends,
that happened to me more than once.
Then aren't they aware that you were trying your best and maybe we should resolve this thing that's still on my mind?
And I took advantage of that apologized and meant it. And it was the best feeling because they were like, of course I accept your apology. Like, we're good. And they apologize. And then some of them were like, and here's what I need to apologize for. All the shit I did to you. Right. So,
I mean, if Gina heard me tell that, she'd be like, yeah, you're an asshole. So what?
Yeah, there's no like self-awareness on the other end of that.
Yeah. I mean, but I always think, and it's something I've said on here a number of times, just be accountable.
Yes, absolutely.
I could give that is one of my biggest things is that. You know, did this happen? Did that happen? Have I done this? Have I done that? Am I going to blame it on something?
Right.
No.
No blaming.
No, I don't even understand that. That's gross.
That's weird.
But that's just me.
Anyway. So my new religion has two things.
Yes.
Ooh. Well,
don't be a dick.
Yes.
And be accountable.
Oh, absolutely.
Own it.
So you're not Catholic?
No.
Clearly.
No.
But I'm trying to form a new religion.
Which is what?
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. And then,
well, what are you gonna call it?
Don't be a dick. I think it's. I really think it sums it up in the name.
It really does.
DVD.
But I will have to add to that you have to be accountable, and you have to say that may have seemed dickish. No, that was a dick move.
That was a dick move.
Because the minute you put a butt at the end of it, you've negated owning it. So you have to just say,
that was a dick move.
I was a dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick, but if you are a dick, own up to being a dick
and
try to get past it.
Woo!
God, we've solved a lot of things in my religion already.
I was a dick.
We haven't raped one kid.
No.
Wow.
Well, that's how we're going to get money. No. Huh. Think of how much money you raise.
We don't rape
kids.
We're
a religion. We don't rape kids. Jesus Christ, we're ahead.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick and we don't rape kids.
Purse is on fire.
But did you mean to set it on fire? Because then we're on board. If it was part of your act.
Yeah, sure. Join us for Easter.
Don't kill butterflies.
Well, I would guess two things. One is similar to what Ms. Ryer just said. I would venture to guess that in my last relationship, one of the things would be full-on admitted. And I always used to say that... if you don't pet this puppy, I don't stay on the porch.
Mm. Yeah.
So I am full on aware of and did and cheated on that relationship. I don't know if I'm better for it, if I'm worse for it. I'm out of the relationship. So you look at the silver lining and decide where you are with that. The other thing would be, and if any of you, which I know you all are connected to me via the old Facebooks, I get fan
You're
mail.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I love the fan mail.
I get fan mail occasionally from people. And it's interesting that people who are unnamed and have no picture with a profile will send me, very rarely does it happen, but it happens occasionally, maybe once a year. I get something that is the most recent one is, you're a fraud, I laugh every time I see you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, says the person who has no name and no picture,
right.
You're not man or woman enough to stand up and be accountable for what you're...
Right.
Every
Thank you for recognizing
single
it could be a woman. I appreciate
thing
that.
I do is connected to my name, my face, my profile, and every single person knows what I do.
Not
I
hiding.
Don't know where in the spectrum of fraud... You think I am?
Oh, definitely.
But
that's
pretty much accountable for every single thing I do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna. If I could find my bell in the dark, which I think I just did, I'm gonna give you credit for something I knew but didn't acknowledge that I knew. I guess.
Oh my God,
ladies!
Should I stop the music? I'm gonna get accolades from Al Perkins, ladies and gentlemen.
We don't know if it's accolades.
You better record this.
Tell me
I'm just
bubble.
Saying, like, but. Your thing about always having your face and your name on something, it does make you accountable for anything you do or say. Right. Is like
good or bad.
You're not doing anything anonymously,
no.
So that's to your credit. Right. That if I was shitty at the bar tonight, guess what? I was shitty at the bar tonight.
If I made a post and said somebody was a bitch, then I'm connected to it.
Yeah, your name and your face is on it. So
right. No, but that's
and
always
I would
been my
hope
thing.
That in this day and age that we're all adhering to that rule. If there's something you're gonna say. You're going to say it
online and you'd say it in person.
Even though, Doug's here with the show now, so he knows the Oprah moment of the power of saying someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
it's a very powerful thing to say someone's name and to say, Al Perkins, think you're a dick.
Dick. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not hiding behind something. I'm not going anonymously. Like, that's a very
Betsy
valid.
DeVos comes anywhere
welcome
near
to my religion. You just joined
yes.
it because you've done the important stuff.
And you haven't fucked
Claytonism,
any kids.
Claytonism, ladies and gentlemen. It's also known as don't be a dick. It's Claytonism. Thank you. You're welcome.
No, we're not going there.
That would be in that actually is in the Book of Clayton.
But that's
the Book of Clayton. Yeah.
Which we borrow from occasionally. That will allow. The judges will allow we borrow.
Judges allow.
But I will also say that
we're not naming it after a specific person that goes all wrong.
Because in this day of electronic everything in the world, and the kids, and when I say the kids, I mean literally
people that aren't our age.
Anybody that's below 30. All their whole world has been nothing but electronic media, and
totally.
they send pictures of everything to everybody, and we all get those pictures. We all are not pictures. We all get those requests. Hey, blah blah blah. They'll send you pictures. They'll be like, hey, can I see a picture of you?
I get an Instagram request like that every single week.
I send them my headshot, and they're like, well, hey, do you have any other pictures? I'm like, well, I have a picture of me with a birthday cake, and I have a picture of me on a horse, or I have a picture of me on a tractor. But I'm like, they're like, well, where are the nudes? And I'm like. But I'm like, I'm so protective, and I have always, always been. Like, starting at 18 years old, I knew my life was going to be in media in some shape, way, or form. There is not in existence ever anywhere, period, any picture of me naked and in a compromising position, anything, because I've always been conscious of that. That's always.
That's awesome.
So... Smart. To your
I have the same thing, but it's because nobody asked.
And you're lucky.
I'm just going to sign below her name on that one.
But it's
Al Perkins.
But it's
nobody asked me.
But like you say, my name and my picture is on every single. And the funny thing is, one of the apps that I have, which
they
is
they look at me and they say, "Where's the V?"
One of the apps I have is called Sync ME, which is it just synchronizes like all your people and your contacts with profile pictures and yada yada. But along the bottom of it, you can actually add yourself into like LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, blah blah blah, all of them. And the funny thing is, on my phone, all of the pictures of my profiles are all exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But thank you for acknowledging that, because everything I do, again, my name is attached to it. If you have a question about it, I'll be more than happy to tell you. I think my biggest fault is. With
caring
people,
too much?
No, with people Again, if you don't want a real answer, don't ask me your fucking question.
Oh, right.
No, that's for
because
sure.
Because if you walk away crying, it's not my fault.
Yeah, that's
you
for
asked
sure.
me. And because I was honest with you and you didn't want to hear the honesty.
But
I'm not good at that filter.
No, and I will say to other people that are not in this room, because the four of us have been friends for so long that I will, if you ask me a question, you know who you asked.
Yeah. Right, yeah. No, right, fair.
But someone that doesn't know me as well, I'll be like, see, are you sure? Uh-huh. Like, just ask yourself if you want the answer to that
question.
Are
you ready?
Right. But people that I know that if you ask me something.
Right, we know.
Mine's going to be an Oscar question or.
Right.
I can't. What's this red thing on my face?
Why is this beeping? Am I about to be shot? Because that feels like a scope.
Wow.
Mitchell Perkins.
Who are you an enemy to, Al?
Not an enemy, but I think you find out you're a villain in a story. You could just go back through your entire life, or you tell a story where you feel like you were slighted or shortchanged or something didn't go your way, mm-hmm. and you think, oh, I was treated unfairly by this person, but then you find out they tell the story and it's you're the bad guy, and you're like, oh god, yeah, I guess from your point of view I didn't do anything nice there either. And it could be mm-hmm. as simple as like my sisters, where I think one of them were, oh my god, you were so horrible at this point, and they're like, you were a dick. And that'd be fair. You know what I mean? Then it'd be like, well, yeah, I was kind of an ass. Mm-hmm. Or like stories with fighting with my parents where they, you know, oh my god, they were so uncaring. They'd be like, you were a dick.
And I would say, did you know him in his 20s?
Yeah.
But is this...
No, the teens were
and
worse.
And they said no.
Does this actually go back to what, you know, what you always push, that perception is reality?
Perception is reality. And yes. And we've talked about this in a lot of different ways. I don't think we've ever asked this question.
Yeah, no,
and
I
one of my
either.
Favorite new things is, as I've gotten to be this age, is I like people...
Our age.
And perhaps you'll all start doing this too. And I really recommend it because it's a very interesting journey, is to find out, like, if my mom was still alive or Debbie's still alive, to tell the story. Like, if I asked her, what do you remember about me getting off the plane covered in caution tape? Like, did you just think this drunk fucking ass is back home again
right.
with some other goddamn story? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or did you think,
fun
things already happen, always happen to
him. But
you never
tomorrow.
Know somebody's perception of it. Like, I drove all the way to the airport to get a guy covered in caution tape.
No, you don't know what
that's there. Clearly drunk and hungover for his niece's christening. Like, clearly Diana Ross was more important than gift. But then why would I get on a plane sober?
Tape.
In 1991, what good was there coming of me getting on a plane sober at 11 o'clock at night? Think that part through.
Don't come to the airport, Mom.
Right.
Ruthie, stay home.
And then there's questions of a lifetime. You know, now I'm spending time with my lifetime friend. You know, Tim is at the house. And we have so many stories together. And just a lifetime of stories.
Most of them are true.
Right, but you have to wonder, like, oh god, when he tells that story, I'm probably the asshole in that story. But when I tell it, he's a dick. Ah. But it's the same story.
Shining a light, depending on how you write
it. It just depends on what perspective you're on. Feelings are hurt. Sure. Everyone's perspective is reality, but it's always interesting. And there's times that you want to hear it, and there's times where you're like, I'm not emotionally prepared to hear your thoughts on this.
Your take on how that
one
went.
One story,
right.
Because
right.
this story means... it hurt my feelings or it meant something to me. And if I hear that you have no recollection of it, or like I was just an asshole for a solid week,
or it's a great memory for me and you hated it, were mortified and I didn't know it,
that's exactly yes. it yeah. something yeah. I cherish is something wow. that you were grinding your yeah. teeth right. during.
How many right. times do you look up and go, oh how my do God, I, wasn't that funny?
How do I get him to shut up?
No, and then you like, find no, out wasn't, no, it was horrible. That wasn't funny.
It was right. pain. It was yeah. painful.
Yeah. Right, and we told the story about my friend Candy, who was in my basement for a party right. and felt like
right.
she was being chased right. around a pool you. Table
when we talked to Me Too.
And you're like, oh my god, like I like that. I don't remember it, but like there was so much happening down there that oh, well, that could possibly be. And of course, it is true. If you remember it, uh-huh. it is true. That's if that's
it.
What you remember,
that's
it. So it's a big moment, I think, of self growth or self awareness.
self-awareness.
Just be able to say, like, there's probably a lot of times in 51.999 years that I was probably the bad guy in that story that I either thought was funny or inconsequential, and I was just walking over your feelings. Right. And it's very rough.
This one time I did this stupid thing. Yeah,
and it's a brave thing. You know? I think it's a very brave thing, and maybe something to try to do in the coming weeks or whatever is to ask somebody. I have this memory.
Yeah.
How do I fare in your version of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was I a good guy? Was I a bad guy?
Right.
Am I just meh?
No, I wouldn't even ask any leading questions. Sure, just here's this story. Yeah.
Here's how I remember the story. How do you
remember it? Yeah, and it's very interesting, sure. I think.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, that was a good question. I'm not mad at that.
I like it.
And I don't know why I'm so fascinated by this in the year of our Lord 2019, but I really am just constantly thinking of, like, who lives, who dies, who tells your story. It's that line from Hamilton. I'm sorry if you thought you were coming to see Hamilton. You didn't.
Right.
Not seeing it.
Yeah, but, you know, who tells your story? Because if the person that lives to tell your story, you were always the villain. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to be.
You're coming out bad, right?
That's what you're going to be.
You might want to clear it up.
If anybody stands up at my funeral or whatever the hell we're going to have and says he loved everybody, they didn't know me.
Right?
Yeah, but if that person's trying to be funny, like when I say that,
all right,
and everybody else starts,
he
laughing,
loved
like,
everybody. Pause.
Yeah.
There's that.
Oh no! The person that stands up at mine and says he cared so much.
He loved animals.
Yeah, he loved animals.
Pause.
That'd be worse. Yeah. That'd be worse.
Yeah. He cared so much. Pause. About Donna
animals.
Summer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, Donna Summer.
You can narrow that down, sure. And I'm fine. He cared so much about everything. He really didn't notice a lot that was going on around him.
I'm going to start this.
I'm going to miss him like.
I'm going to start my eulogy by letting know that Al Perkins left all of his money to the Humane Society. Kidding.
Yeah.
Kidding.
All proceeds go to PetSmart.
Al was
going to
leave the burning house, but the episode of The Walking Dead wasn't over yet, so he stayed.
He's in the can behind me.
Yeah.
Exactly. He saved a lot of time by self-immolation.
He loved coffee, so that Folgers can, that's him.
Chock full of nuts.
No. Do not put me into a shitty coffee can.
I'm putting you in chock full of nuts.
Let us draw the line on Folgers fucking coffee.
Are we supposed to put you in a French press?
Chock full of nuts. A French press.
We're going to put you in a French press?
I got chock full of nuts.
You're not putting me with twigs and berries. None of that shit.
I'd like to know this. I'd like to know this now.
If it doesn't say chock full of coffee.
Chicory coffee.
Would you like to be cold brewed? Sure.
Yeah. If pinyon coffee from New Mexico comes in a can, you can put me in that shit. Not but you. Chock full of nuts.
How
she's
about
a whore.
You? How about you, Ben?
I just became the villain. You, Ben. Story.
You, Ben coffee?
Can oh, my
that?
God.
Can do that?
At least go irony. Put me in a PBR can at that point.
God.
He had a better chance of drinking PBR. This shitty beer than that shitty coffee. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so getting it.
That's a legitimate response to that question.
PBR can.
There wasn't a canned coffee I would agree to be buried in.
And then it's PBR.
So we went with PBR.
We couldn't get a Miller Lite can, so PBR was all we had.
PBR will do.
You can line up every $2
two
can
buck
of
chuck,
beer.
$2 chuck.
And I'm coming to you as a ghost, so it really works out. This kind of works as my seance.
Oh my God.
You're a ghost.
We just wanted him to come back from the dead.
Oh, God. No, we don't.
Just shook me through a Keurig
don't
and make,
be a
make
dick.
Me come back as 10 full ounces of something.
Then water your plants.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Well, we milked that cow.
Oh, my God.
At least they're really up.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I think the new thing is going to be we're going to end the show with
I'd love this
with,
idea.
With uplighting.
Yeah.
Uplighting.
We'll figure it out.
In a safe space.
Right.
Let's just call it thoughts from a safe space now.
If we close that door, it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
But we should
then, then you're just listening to radio.
Oh,
we digress.
We're regressing.
We still have uplighting. We'll be fine.
He grew up.
Oh my God! Well, it was a great show, boys and girls.
Good
I love
times.
It was a good time.
Great oldies.
Happy birthday. birthday, Doug.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
You're now our age,
Doug.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, it's and Doug, like, when I signed your card goes along with that story.
Oh, no. I'm afraid to look now.
Well, as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday. You can't see us, but we're waving.
You can see me. You can see my hands. What?
Instead of mailing everyone my vacation photos, I'm saving a ton of time by posting them to my wall.